8. A body like ours. This young man belongs to the species Homo ergaster that evolved nearly 2 million years ago. The reconstruction is based on a skeleton of a 10 to 12-year-old boy. He was found near Lake Turkana in Kenya and is therefore called the Turkana boy. If he had lived, he would have been about 6 feet tall as an adult. As you can see, he was a tall and slender youth with short arms and long legs. He had the same body proportions as people living in the area today. A tall and slender individual can keep cooler than a short and squat one. His build is therefore an adaptation, the hot, dry climate on the savannah when the boy was alive, some 1.6 million years ago. Homo ergaster may have been the first human ancestor to leave Africa. Finds of this species in the Republic of Georgia have been dated to just under 1.8 million years old. Earlier human ancestors have only been recovered from Africa. Homo ergaster is an erectine. This is the name of a group of species that all had similar appearance. They had short arms and long legs, just like us, and a brain that was larger than that of their ancestors. The best-known erectine is Homo erectus, a species that has been found both in Africa and Asia. It is the first species of human ancestor to show evidence that individual body proportions differed depending on the climate where they lived. Individuals from Eastern Africa were tall and slender, while Chinese individuals were shorter and more stocky, indicating an adaptation to the cooler climate there. Were the erectines really humans? They were the first to have a body like ours, with short arms and long legs. Their life cycle was similar to ours in that their teeth erupted, and menstruation and menopause occurred at about the same age as in modern humans. This separates them from earlier human ancestors. But does it make them human? The Turkana boy has a tool in his hand. It is a hand axe, a tool associated with erectines. More about tools at Station 7, the oldest tools.